In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. This morning I would like to concentrate particularly on these words from the Holy Gospel for the day, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Springtime on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary is a very beautiful time. The trees are receiving their leaves once again. Many of them are blossoming in beautiful colors. The grass is green once again. The ducks are doing whatever they do in the spring. And of course, on the hearts and minds of many students is the fact that this academic year is now drawing to a close. Some of you will go forth as vicars, some of you will go forth as pastors, some of you, of course, will come back for round two. The motto of the seminary is a beautiful motto. In just a very few words, it tells us what the ministry is all about, namely, preach the word. And that is something that, as students, you have learned to do over the time of your training and education here, how to apply that word of God to the lives of people. In the meetings that you attend, in the counseling you do, the teaching of the eighth graders as well as the adults, and of course, in the task of proclamation itself. Today's word from God reminds each of us that this word that we are called to proclaim is also a word that each of us needs to hear for ourselves. It's not just something we say, not just something we preach, but this word of the Lord is something that we have deep within our hearts. And so the word of the Lord for today is a beautiful word because it brings, first of all, to us a word of invitation. As Jesus says to each of us, "Come unto me." You receive many invitations, and so do I. I particularly think of the invitations that I receive almost daily for another bank card. I think if I had all of them, it would probably stretch around the campus. Those are the kind of invitations that we hear and maybe we tear apart and throw into the trash and go on from there. But this invitation, the one that we hear today, is an invitation from the Lord himself. The Lord of heaven and earth is inviting us to come unto him. You and I know what it's like to face the daily struggle with sin. We know that even though the pastoral image among the people of our congregations borders on saintliness, we know that is truly not reality. We know that the evil one constantly hammers at our door, constantly tempts us with very tantalizing temptations. I'm not talking about the usual ones of lust and materialism, but rather the temptation to feel a certain kind of smugness after we receive a high praise, let's say, from a sermon or consider all of the deep theological truths that we know. And then on the other end, there is that temptation to a kind of gloom, having been to another voters assembly and having been reminded, not that we forgot, but that we still have too many delinquents and too few dollars. The Lord says to us, "Come unto me." He is the center of this invitation as well as the center of our ministry. And that invitation is one not just to preach about, but one to heed. It's an invitation that is not only just for others, but it's also for us. Come to him with whatever burden or sorrow or grief or problem that you have. Come unto him, no matter what kind of sin it may have been. Come unto him, for we are the ones that Jesus says labor and are heavy laden. Then the Lord brings to us a word of promise. It's a powerful promise because Jesus himself says, I will give you rest. And here, of course, is where we see the cross, how Jesus carried that burden of our sin to his death on the cross. He laid down his life in order that we might have our life. And as we remember during the Easter season, the wonderful resurrection of our Lord, once again, we are reminded that he is the giver of life. For he carried our burden, that which caused us to labor and be heavy laden. All the sin in us, known and unknown, deliberate or unintentional, Jesus carried that sin. I will give you rest, our Lord promises. And that means that we shall have a peace that is both abiding as well as a peace that rules within our hearts. So that when the world is raging with whatever's going on in our nation or all over the world, when our humanity is all too evident, that inward and abiding peace is what sustains us. It is the peace, as Paul says, that passes all understanding. Abiding peace, no matter what happens in the ups and downs of life. This is the promise of the Lord. It's a wonderful promise because it comes from him who is our maker and our redeemer. He comes to us today in his holy meal to offer us his true body and blood given and shed for us. Today, then, we are renewed by the strength of the Lord himself. We are able to go forth, not only proclaiming the word, but also living the word as it dwells in our hearts and in our lives. Preach the word is not just a motto, it is our calling. Having heard our Lord's invitation, having received from him his promise, we are able to do just that, preach the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.